Hallelujah. Give the Lord a good hand clap of praise. Come on, young people. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout with the voice of triumph. Amen. Come back up here, sis. If piano player, I'm sorry. Ashley, get that right. Come on back up here. Amen. Don't you love the Lord this morning? Proud to be at Truth Retreat. Did I get that right? Amen. Joy to be here in the presence of the Lord. Amen. This is an old song. Come on, Kim, help me if you will. Amen, my wife, come on. Hallelujah. This is an old song, been on my heart here the last couple of weeks, and I know it probably don't fit well, amen, with young people, but I tell you what, it is my heart. It is my cry. It is my desire. Amen. I don't sing much, but I do occasionally. Amen. My wife throwed this on her unexpectedly. She'll be all right. She gets up here. Amen. Hallelujah. You just worship the Lord with us this morning. Let God have his way today. Simply says, I'd rather have Jesus. Is that the way you feel this morning? Oh, I'd rather have Jesus than sin. I'd rather be his than riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his
I'm not afraid to
God, give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That is my prayer, my desire in life, is to be closer to him and have him. Amen. Such a joy to be with you this weekend, last night, this morning, in this youth retreat. Thank God for what he done around these altars last night. Amen. Thank God for what he's going to do today in this house. Believing for great and mighty things to be accomplished. Amen. In this building today. Appreciate you so very much. Appreciate you young people taking time out to come to youth retreat. No doubt there's many other places you could have been this weekend. Many other things you could have been doing. But this shows that you have a desire for God, for the presence of God. Amen. To be in the house of God and to become what God would have you to be. We're thankful for that this morning. Amen. Appreciate the pastors and youth pastors and moms and dads and everyone that took time out of your busy schedule to bring them. Get them here. Have a burden for young people to come. Amen. Be a part of this youth retreat this weekend. Appreciate those, amen, that had a part in inviting us to come and giving us an opportunity to be here, to be a part of this. We just, amen, have come to know the Torbert family so well. Brother Benny, Sister Bryn, Benjamin, thank God for them. Amen. They've been a part of our lives now for, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years. Ministered in our church, and God has used them in mighty ways. Amen. And we appreciate them and all that they're doing for God. Others, and appreciate the opportunity to be here. Amen. To be in this service with you today. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So very much. The book of Luke, chapter number 8. I want to go this morning. I made mention of this last night during the altar service. Told you this was my message for today. Amen. And at that time, didn't know if God would lead us in this direction this morning after making mention of that. But I cannot get away from it. I want to obey God today. Let the Lord have his way. Let him move. Let him bless. Let him touch in this house. I would have liked to preach on the working, the power, the presence of the Holy Ghost. Bible said, amen, they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That word son there is used in terminology basically to mean the children of God. Men, women, amen, are the children of God. What he's saying, those that will become filled by the power of the Holy Ghost and let God lead them are the sons of God. It's not the church that you attend. It's not who your mom and daddy is that makes you a Christian. It's being saved, bought by that blood, surrendering to the power of the Holy Ghost, letting that Holy Ghost lead you. Amen. I'll give you this right quick, and then we're going to get into this message for this morning. I believe it was John chapter number 14. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he said in the beginning of that chapter, let not your heart be troubled. He's telling those disciples, I'm fixing to leave you. I'm fixing to go back to the Father. I'm going to die. Amen. Be risen on the third day. Go back to the Father. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. Don't be troubled. And he goes on down through there to tell, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be, amen, with me in my Father's house or many mansions. I'm going to bring you to where I am. Amen. Finally, one of the disciples raised his hand, if I could use that terminology, in a classroom setting and said, Lord, Lord, hold on just a minute. You talk about leaving us and going to a place that you're preparing for us, but Lord, we don't know how to get there. Amen. We ain't never been there before, Lord. We don't know how to get there. Could you tell us how to get there? Amen. And Jesus went on in that chapter to teach concerning the Holy Ghost that would be given and the reason and the working of that Holy Ghost. Now you say, what does that do with me today? I believe it can be a type of us becoming saved, giving our heart and life to God, beginning to serve God, follow God, and be God, be what God wants us to be. Amen. But there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to have to raise your hand and say, Lord, I'm not sure about what to do in this situation. Could you tell me what to do? I'm not sure how to get there. And that's where the working of the Holy Ghost comes into play in the lives. Young people, you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Daddy ain't always going to be there. Mom ain't always going to be there. Youth pastor's not always going to be there. You're going to find yourself in a situation you won't know how to respond to. But if you've been filled by the power of the Holy Ghost and are being led by the Spirit of God, you will know which way to go in that situation. And somebody say amen. Let us not downplay the importance of the infilling of the Holy Ghost in people's lives in the day and hour that we're living in today. Stand, if you will, Luke chapter number 8. I'm going to need a little bit of water. I'm sorry. I hate to ask. Amen. But my voice is, amen, trying to leave me already this morning. I'm going to just need just a little bit of water. Try to get this thing going. One old preacher told me one time, he said, you're the only windmill I ever saw run off water. Amen. You'll get that after a while. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The book of Luke, chapter number 8. Begin reading with verse number 43, this very familiar portion of scripture. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? I want you to notice something in verse number 45 before we go on in this reading. Peter said to Christ, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee. Amen. There's more people present in this story than just Christ, the disciples, and one woman with an issue of blood. Amen. Hallelujah. There's a multitude there. Amen. The multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and sayest thou, who touched me? Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. He said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. God wants to send somebody home from Truth Retreat with peace this morning. Amen. Go in peace. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand this way and ask the Lord to anoint his servant today. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. God, we thank you for another opportunity to stand on this platform behind this sacred desk and to minister the word of God unto these young people that have gathered themselves here this weekend for this time of worship, this time set aside, God, to grow closer and nearer unto thee. Ask you, Lord, that you send that anointing today that makes preaching easy. Settle me this morning, God. Let me take my time. Help me to speak plainly and thoroughly that, God, that you've dealt with my heart about. Father, that I, through the helping grace, the power of the Holy Ghost, may be a vessel that you can use this morning to penetrate the very lives of young people here today, that they may find the hope and the help that they're searching for. In Jesus' holy name, everybody said amen. And amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to preach to you this morning on the simple thought, amen, going home with peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Going home with peace. Amen. I want you to stay with me. I've done been had a young man when I come in this morning, got out on his knees on the chair and put his hands together and said, please don't preach a long time. Amen. Hallelujah. Please don't preach a long time this morning. I won't tell you who he is. Amen. But he's the son of Brother Torbert. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But not going to tell you who he was. Amen. Hallelujah. Please, I'll try not to preach a long time. A lot of y'all know it's got to go home. We got to go home, be in our home church in the morning. But we want to obey God this morning. I want God to help a young person and many young people in this building today. Amen. Something that has been upon my mind of late, and not only lately, thank you, brother. Amen. But over a course of time, over the course of a period of time of being a pastor and amen, or backing up further from that, being a youth pastor, a youth leader, amen, an evangelist, and then pastoring a church, being in leadership position as the shepherd of the souls of people chosen by God, amen, not have put myself in that position, but being chosen by God to be put in that position. Something that I noticed and have noticed for years, but here lately has really began or had really began to puzzle me and had really began, amen, to concern me, amen, concerning the church and people in the church and things that were taking place, amen, in the church and in the name of God and in the name of having good church, amen. That is simply this. So many times we fail to see the results that we are looking for from these type of events and from these types of services. Can you say amen? Now stay with me. Don't fall out with me, pastors and men and women and youth pastors. Just stay with me a little while. Amen. I get into this message, you'll understand what I'm saying. So seldom do we see that done that we desire to see done, and that work take place that really needs to take place in the lives of young people. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying seldom do we see the change take place in the life that we were desiring, that we were hoping, that we were longing would take place in that retreat, in that youth camp, in that service. Amen. In that time in the presence of God. You know, I'm telling you the truth this morning. Amen. Unless it's a lot different in Texas than it is in Mississippi. So many times we go to the youth conferences. So many times we go to the youth camps. So many times we go and have the youth revivals. Amen. And we go through that and we have that event, that service, that revival, that series of meetings, and we come out of that realizing in a small amount of time that there were things that we were hoping would be dealt with were not dealt with. Can you say amen? That change that we were hoping had taken place had not really taken place, and it was a short-lived victory. It was a short-lived, come on now, it was a short-lived excitement and experience with God. I told you last night, I came this weekend not to touch your emotions and for you to leave here with an emotional sensation, but that we could leave this retreat having been changed by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God. Not only is it in our youth retreats, not only is it in our youth life camps. Not only is it in these types of services that we see this, amen, but pastors will have to agree with me this morning. So few people are genuinely being changed by the power of God in the day and hour that we live in. The church I pastor there in Richton, Mississippi, amen, sits sort of down from the parsonage when you come in off the highway. The church sits there and the driveway goes up to the parsonage up behind the church, and it's sort of up on a little hill, not, you know, just a little knoll, not much of an incline, but a little bit of an incline. And many a Sunday evenings after a Sunday morning service, I've walked back up that hill with my head down, frustrated. Come on now, frustrated, because I knew there were people in that service that needed a touch of God, but they did not get the touch that they were needing in their lives. Come on, saints, help me this morning. Can I preach for just a little while? We have revivals, we have series of services, amen, and God comes by in that revival. People get excited, people get happy, people have a good time in the house of God. And as a pastor or youth pastor, amen, our spirits become lifted, and we feel like maybe this was the service, maybe this was a revival, maybe this was the time when God done what we've been praying for him to do for so long, only to find that our excitement is quickly lost and torn down. For those that we were hoping had been changed find themselves right back in the same rut, right back in the same routine, right back in the same program. Come on, pastors, can I preach to you? Young people, poke your neighbor and say, wake up. He's going to preach to the pastors just a minute, and then he's going to come back to us. You've been there. I've been there. Maybe this was the revival. Maybe this was the move of God. Maybe this is going to change my church, only to find 6 weeks down the road, you're right back, same dead, same dry. Come on, services that you was before the revival ever came. I'm ready for God to do things that will make a definite, drastic change in the lives of people. And somebody say amen. Oh, my God, can I preach a long time being German? Hallelujah. Can I preach a long? Okay. Hallelujah. He said I could. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to me this morning. Hear me this morning. Let me. I got to preach to these young people. I know I do. Young people, you can glean from this. Amen. You can learn from this. So just stay with me for just a little while. We've reduced what having good church is in the society that we're living in. Can you say amen? I'm not quite old enough to remember it, but I can remember hearing about it. I can remember them talking about it. I can remember them talking about the Brush Arbor days. I can remember them talking about revivals, amen, that didn't last 4 days, but lasted 4 weeks, that didn't last 7 days, but went 7 weeks. And they'd come out of those services, and they'd talk about, hey, we had good church last night. Come on now. God moved in a mighty way last night. God poured out his power, poured out his spirit, poured out his anointing. Came by in a real way in that service last night. I can't stay here long. I'm going to lose you young people. Amen. But let me tell you this right quick, and what they meant when they were saying we had good church last night. They were saying the local drunk got saved. Had somebody say amen. The lady that lived across the tracks that sold her body got saved and got delivered last night. Got set free. Come on.
on now. The man that beat his wife came to church and prayed through, went home living with his family and with his children. But Brother Donnie, when we've reduced good church down, if somebody gets a little happy, we've had good church. If somebody shouts a little bit, we've had good church. If somebody speaks in tongues a little bit, we've had good church. I'm ready to have good, good church. I'm ready for somebody to be changed, forever changed by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God Almighty. You don't have to go home like you are, young people. There's peace like a river flowing from the throne room of heaven, and God can do a work today that'll let you go home with that peace. Can you say amen? Give him a hand clap of praise. Come on. We call it good church. I'm just going to preach. Is that all right? It's called truth retreat. Must mean you want the truth. Come on now. Amen. How many youth pastors we got here this morning? Raise your hand. Men and women that work with youth. All right. How many of these truth retreats, how many truth camps have you brought young people to? Amen. Watch them shout. Watch them run. Watch them jump. Watch them dance. Amen. In the Spirit of God, I'm speaking of not a charismatic, amen, dancing with the music, amen, but on the presence of God, amen. Leave on a Friday night or Friday or Saturday evening, whenever it was over, going home talking about, man, we had a good retreat. Man, we had a good camp. Man, God moved in a mighty way, only to get back home in your youth group 2 weeks later dealing with the same issues you was dealing with before you ever came. Had somebody say amen. Dealing with the same problems. Dealing with the same smart aleck attitudes. Dealing with the same lying. Dealing with the same backstabbing. Come on now. Dealing with the same division in the youth group. I mean, you just watched them shout for a week, shout for a weekend, help a preacher preach, and you're thinking maybe this was it, only to get them back home and they're the same old person they was before you ever brought them. My God, help us this morning. Woo! We need more than a shout, a jump, a feel good, an emotional high. I need some young people this morning that'll say, I'm not leaving youth retreat until God deals with the issue in my life. I ain't going home like this. I ain't spending another day like this. I ain't living another minute like this. I ain't going through another month like this. I need help. I've come for help. I'm gonna get help, and I will leave with help. Can somebody say amen? Glory be to God. You young people, preach to you just a minute here this morning. Deal with this in your hearts and in your lives. You know what I'm talking about. The woman in our text, the Bible says she had an issue of blood. If I can use that word issue without taking it too much out of context and without taking from or adding to the word of God, but if we could focus on the word issue, that word issue there means to have some type of fluid flowing from your body. Amen. A loss of blood was her problem. But that word issue also means to have a problem in your life that is unsettled. To have something in your life, amen, that is not settled. Something that bothers you. Something that you're having to deal with. Something that you're having to put up with. And you know as well as I know, there's young people in this building this morning, even after deciding last night that you would no longer hop back and forth, between God and the world any longer. Trying to serve God and hopping back to the world and doing the things of the world. Amen. And the things that the devil wants you to do. You set him this service this morning, and you know in your heart that you have issues in your life, amen, that are unsettled, and you need God to help you with. Yes, preacher, I got a good blessing last night, but I really don't want to go home today, because I know when I get home, I'm going to have this same problem. I'm going to have this same trouble. I'm going to have this same desire. I'm going to have this same lust. I'm going to have this same longing. I'm going to have this same feeling in my heart. I've come to tell you this morning, it don't have to be that way. You don't have to go home like that. You don't have to put up with that. Don't listen to the lie of the devil that says you can't get help. You can't find victory. It's always been this way, and it'll always be this way. No, sir, no, ma'am. Know this. There is a God on a throne. There is a Christ on his right hand that is the intercessor of mankind, that has been touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And if you can get a hold of him this morning, if you can get a hold of that garment, if you can get a hold of Jesus, he can do a work in your life that will forever change your issue, circumstance, problem that you're dealing with today. And somebody say amen. God never intended for us to come into his presence and leave the way we came. Every time you get in the presence of God, you ought to leave different than the way you came in. And somebody say amen. Old Testament worship is a foreshadowing of New Testament worship. Everything in the Old Testament dealing with our salvation and our worship is a foreshadowing of things that are to come. Paul said, what the blood of bullocks and rams, turtle doves, come on now, lambs could not do, the blood of Jesus Christ did. Having entered in one time only, given and shedding of that blood for the redemption of man's sins. It's over. It's finished. There's no need for the shedding of blood any longer. You just need to have faith in that blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's a foreshadowing of the New Testament and the New Testament church. Hear me this morning. Amen. Our worship is foreshadowed in that Old Testament. When Ezekiel told them, God spoke to him in Ezekiel chapter 46. He said, you tell the people, when they come to the temple to worship for the solemn feast, if they come in the south gate, they leave out the north gate. And if they come in the north gate, they leave out the south gate. What's that got to do with me, preacher? Does that mean if I came in that door, I got to go out that door? Or if I came in that door, I got to go out that one? No, it's a type of being in the presence of God. And it simply said, you are never to leave God's presence the way you came. I came in lost, but I left saved. I came in bound, but I left delivered. I came in hungry, but I left satisfied. I came in thirsty, but I left with my thirst quenched. I came in fearful, but I left happy. I came in pressed down, but I left overjoyed and running over with the presence, the power, and the Spirit of God. God don't want you to go home from this youth retreat the way you came. He wants to work a change in your life. Give him praise in this house. Give him praise. The way you came. You should never leave. I don't care. I don't care if you've been watching your mom and daddy do it for 25 years. That's what's wrong with us. Young people has watched moms and dads and adults go to church grouchy on Sunday morning, sing in the choir and come home grouchy. Come on. Mom and daddy's chewed on each other from the time they got in the car to the time they got out of church. Open that car door and get out of the car, put on their smile. Woo. Hallelujah. Amen. Act like the happiest person in the world all during church. Get back in the car after church, close the door. And they've watched that, Brother Taylor, until it has caused a mentality in the minds of young people that says we go, we enjoy, but we have to go home the way we came. There's no power to change me. There's no power to help me. There's no power to deliver me. I have to put up with this. I go, I enjoy, and I go home with the same misery. I go home with the same heartache. I go home with the same pain that I had before ever went. But there's a multitude around Jesus that day that's going to go home the way they came. But there's one lady, she said, I ain't leaving the way I came. I'm going home different. And the Bible said, Jesus said, honey, you're going home with peace. You're going home with peace. I want to tell some young lady, you're going to go home with peace. I want to tell some young man, you can go home with the peace of God in your heart and in your life. Can you say amen? Oh, God, help me. Woo! My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. You don't have to be like the crowd. You don't have to be like the multitude. You don't have to be like everybody else. There's more present there that day than Christ, his disciples, and a woman with an issue. I must believe that there's multitudes of people in that crowd with issues. In that multitude that day, there's numerous people that have issues, but there's only one that says, I cannot go home like I came. Hallelujah. Multitudes that are satisfied just to brush by. Come on. Multitudes that are satisfied just to feel of him as he passes by. Come on now. Multitudes that are satisfied just to get within an arm's reach of where he is and be able to go home, stick your hand back out and say, woo, I felt him. Woo, I touched him. Ooh, felt good at youth retreat. But there's one little woman. Amen. Sis, will you help me this morning? It don't matter, either one of y'all. I don't care. That's fine. Amen. Hey, go over there. There's one little woman standing off somewhere in the crowd that's saying, a shout won't do me. A run won't do me. I've shouted before and went home with the same agony that I had before I got there. I've danced before and went home with the same misery that I had before I got there. And she's crying out. Raise your hands. I gotta touch him. Come on, cry it. I gotta touch him. There's gotta be a change in my life. There's gotta be a difference. I'd like to preach on the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost sent me to tell somebody, you don't have to go home bound to drugs, alcohol, nicotine, pornography, a lustful spirit, a lustful attitude, a hateful spirit. There's enough of the presence, the power, the Spirit of God in this building this morning to break every chain, destroy every yoke, set free every person that desires to be set free by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God Almighty. Help me, Holy Ghost. I gotta preach. You know them. I know them. I used to have one. I hate to say, young man today, he's older now, not even in church, but he was one of those. He went to youth camps. He went to youth conferences. He went to things of this nature. He liked to get among other young people, and he liked to get caught up in the emotion and in the shout of things. He liked to get where the excitement was, and he liked to run and jump and shout and speak in tongues. And then he liked to get up on Sunday morning or Sunday night when we got back to the home church and blast everybody in the church because they're a bunch of deadheads. Come on. And they won't get in. And they won't worship God. And they won't let God have his way. But give him 4 weeks and he'll be right back out there in the same mess he was in before a youth conference ever come. I've come to preach to you this morning, young people. You hear me? I just got to buckle down and preach here a few minutes. I was trying to rush this thing because some of you are sleepy and some of you are tired. But somebody needs help. And somebody's hearing me this morning. The 99 may go to sleep, but the one that needs help is wide awake right now, saying, talk to me. Talk to me, Holy Ghost. Show me what I've been doing wrong. Show me what I gotta do to get deliverance. I'm tired of living like I'm living. I'm tired of being where I am. I'm tired of struggling with what I'm struggling with. Show me, show me, show me, show me, show me what I gotta do. Show me what I gotta do. So, you all right right there? You all right? So the puzzling thought in my mind went from why are people not being changed till is what we're calling the presence of God really the presence? I begin to question, is it possible to be in his presence and never be changed? Because we preach, we teach, we push. If we can just get in the presence, if God would just come by, if God would just be among us, if we can just feel him, everything will be all right. But I've come this morning to tell you, just being in his presence ain't always enough to get what you need. Come on now. Are you saying God's not able to meet? No. That ain't what I said. It's nothing to do with God's ability to meet your need. I said being in his presence ain't always enough to see your need. Sometimes you got to be willing to put forth some effort to get what you need from God. And somebody say amen. Jesus went to his home country. The Bible said they're astonished at his doctrine. They're amazed at his wisdom. They're amazed at his teaching. But the Bible said he did not many miracles among them. They were in his presence, but they did not receive what they had need of. And somebody say amen. I've come to tell you, God has made his presence available at Truth Retreat. Now he's waiting on you. What you gonna do? What you gonna do with the presence of God? What you gonna do with the power of God that's in this building? You just gonna enjoy it? You just gonna shout a little bit? You just gonna run a little bit? Or are you gonna step out by faith this morning and say, God, I need a change. I need something to take place. I need a work to be done in my life. I need more than just to be in his presence. And somebody say amen. See, I'm preaching some truth to you this morning, young people. Not that I'm anything, but it's a much needed truth that you need to understand. Salvation is God calling you to him. Zacchaeus, come down out of that tree. I hope this is making sense to you this morning. Has God helping anybody? When you got saved, it's the Spirit of God and the presence of God coming by, saying, Zacchaeus, come out that tree, for I'm going to your house today. I'm going to sit down with you, son. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to change the way you're living. Salvation is in going to a well in Samaria, sitting down, waiting for a woman to come by and saying, if you would ask me, I would give you water to drink of that you'd never thirst again. Salvation is in walking on the shores of Galilee, calling Peter, James, and John out of their boat, saying, come, I'll make you fishers of men. But when the disciples had an issue with a storm in their life, after they had done come to salvation, and they're in the middle of a storm on the sea, and it looks like they're about to go under, Jesus made his presence available. Come on, my God, I wish I could preach. Go to that wall. Amen. Them disciples is in that boat. They rowing and they dipping. They rowing water and they dip, or they rowing and they're dipping water, trying to stay afloat. And the Bible said Jesus came walking on the water. Come on. He made his presence available. Mark said, but he would have passed them by. Come on. He said, I'm going to pass by. They got a need, and if they really want me to help them, when I go by, they'll say, hold on. Hold on, Jesus. Is that you? I want to do more. We don't need you just to pass by. I need you to stop. I need you to help me. I need you to work. My boat's going under. Can you get me out of my storm? And somebody say amen. Is the presence of God here this morning? Let's see. Let's see. Let's determine if it's here. It's all right or not. I tried to get away from it all morning. God, let's determine if the presence of God's here. How does the Bible tell us we'll know if God's presence is among us? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I shall be in their midst. Anybody come in the name of Jesus this morning? Well, then he's here. What I'm feeling then ain't an emotion. It's the presence of God. Woo! Shandadadayamakaya. Hallelujah. Amen. He told Israel, he said, I inhabit the praises of my people. I dwell, I come to, I make myself available in places where people will come together and begin to praise me. I watched as they stood this morning and you sung and you praised God. Has it come from the heart? And I could feel as the presence of God was filling this building. But if you're not careful, young people, you'll come into his presence, but you'll leave the way you came. But if you'll call out, the Bible said he walked down a road one day. He's a blind man sitting by the road. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I've got an issue. I'm blind and I can't see. Everybody else said, shut up. Be quiet. You're making a fool of yourself. Bartimaeus said, yeah, but you can see and I can't. And he's the only one that can help me. Ain't about to let this chance get by. Ain't about to let this opportunity go by. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I don't want to go home blind. I don't want to go home the way I am. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Hallelujah. Gather around, Brother Stephen. Come on, boys. Just you three right there. Gather around him. There's a multitude just come to fill him that day. Have I got the most bashful, shy group of kids up here in this tree? Probably. I can look at you and tell. Just throw your hand up and say, woo! Woo! You ain't bashful. Touch him on the back.
And then just do a little turn around shout. There's a multitude. But in that multitude, there's a woman with an issue. And she's coming up the road, and she's crying. Just walk slow, Brother Steve. And the crowd walked with him. Slow down, sis. Don't catch up with him. And she's crying, Jesus. Louder. Volunteer to help me. You got to be loud. Jesus. Jesus. Put a little desperation in that for me. What's some problems that young people deal with, sis, that I don't know about? What's some things that young people, what's something that young girls are fighting today that I don't have no clue? Huh? Just be honest. Be honest. Amen. They're all that they're fighting today. Is it worldliness? Is it compromise? Amen. Jesus, I got an issue. I got a lustful spirit. That's where somebody's at in this building. That's where some of them are. I've got an issue, and I need you. There's a multitude. They don't want change. They just want to shout a little bit. There's a multitude. They don't want help. They're just trying to get daddy off their back. There's a multitude that don't want deliverance. They're just trying to get the Sunday school teacher to be happy with them. But there's some young men and young women in this house this morning. You came for one thing. You need help. And you won't help. And Jesus has made his presence available. And if you will press through the crowd and get a hold of the garment, he'll make a change in your heart and in your life. Where's my piano player? Come quickly. Amen. Get around him tight. Go on over that way, Brother Stephen. Walk slow as you can. Jesus, Jesus, slow down, Brother Stephen. Jesus, Jesus. The Bible said she came up to the press behind. She said to say, excuse me, pardon me. Would you get out of my way? Would you give me a little room? I got an issue. And she walked up behind him and she grabbed the hem of his garment. And she said, I got him. I got him. And he ain't going nowhere till I get the help. My God. Jesus turned around and said, somebody touch me. Peter said, you lost your mind, Lord. Multitudes are touching you. He said, no, I ain't talking about somebody just shouting. I ain't talking about somebody just spoke in tongues. Somebody needed help. Somebody was looking for something and they just got to hold them and find them. Let them know it's okay. It's over. It's took care of the daughter by faith. Don't be putting nothing in your mind. It's a physical condition right there that God's fixing to take care of in a truth retreat. Right there, Brother Donnie. I ain't gonna turn you loose. It takes more. Listen to me, young people. I gotta finish. It takes more than just getting in his presence. Jesus said, thy faith hath made me whole. Thy faith. You gotta have faith that if you can get a hold of him, he'll make you whole. But I don't have faith, preacher. Yes, you do. Every man was given a measure of faith. Release that faith this morning. Release that faith this morning. Get a hold of him and go home changed by the presence of God. Father, take the words of this simple message. Touch the hearts of young people this morning. In Jesus' holy name. Where you at, baby? Where you at, baby? Where you at? Where you at? You got an issue you need God to help you with this morning. I want you standing right across here right now. You don't want to go home the way you came to youth retreat. Come on, boys on that side, girls on this side. You got an issue. You got an issue. Come stand. Raise those hands. Say, God, I need more than just to be in your presence. I need my issue dealt with this morning. You're going home with peace, baby. You're going home with peace. You're going home with peace. Come on, saints. Come on, adults. Come on, men and women of God. I need more just to be in his presence. I need it. I need more than just to be in your presence this morning. But I need you to take away every desire. Fill her with the Holy Ghost right now, God. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Fill her with the power of the Holy Ghost. See us, let him talk. That's the Holy Ghost speaking in the name of Jesus. That's it. My God, just filled her with the Holy Ghost. Somebody worship God. God set her free last night from sin and filled her with the Holy Ghost this morning. I said, God just filled this baby with the Holy Ghost. She needed a change, and God's doing it. Woo! She's going home with power.